That's Granny, Ben. I believe that was our name.
Well, it might not have been, but it sure sounded like it to me.
Won't you answer it?
Hello, jot him down, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This is Lyman Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Come in. Oh, well, come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, honey, Abner.
Real fine day out, just like spring.
Oh, yes, uncommon good weather for this time of year. I was over at the house a while ago, though, and I listened to the radio, and according to it, we're going to have some awful bad weather coming up here.
Storm coming up?
Yeah, that's what the radio says. Of course, you can't put too much dependence in that set. It's just a cheap little outfit, you know.
Yeah, more like I made a mistake. Well, it just seems so nice outside. Seems like a good day to sit inside and play checkers. Is Mom around?
No, Grandpap. He's so full of ambitions lately. He's restless as a dog on a wet sack. No telling where he's at or what he's up to today. More than likely come storming in here directly with the biggest idea he ever had.
Yeah, as long as I've known Lum, he ain't never had no little ideas. He thinks big. I'll give him credit for that. Live small, but he thinks big.
Wants to improve himself.
Well, every fella ought to try to improve himself some way or other, Abner. Even if it's just to improve his checker game. You could stand a few improvements in your game.
I don't believe there's nothing you could show me, Grandpa.
Sassy trash. Beat you with one hand.
Anybody that lets Mose Moose beat him ain't going to give me no trouble.
I never let Mose Moose beat me.
That's what they're telling down there at the barbershop.
Well, you just heard their tell of it.
Said you got mad and kicked the checkerboard over and stomped out the door.
Well, who wouldn't get mad? Have to play half the town over there. I'm supposed to be playing Mose Moose. That blame Grandpa Masters and Uncle Henry Lunsford standing behind his chair nudged him on every move. And every time he'd make a bad move, they'd say, and then he wouldn't move it.
Told me you never got a man in his king roll.
Now, listen, Abner, I've heard enough joshing about that game already. Now, get out the board if you ain't afraid of
me. Yeah, all right. Maybe I better give you about two moves before I warn though, just to make the game more interesting.
Just wait. I'll make you chomp them words up and swallow them.
Well, here they are. You can find out which ones you want, the red ones or the black ones.
I don't care. I can beat you with either one. Let you take your pick. Give you that advantage.
Prattle. Believe I could beat you, give me all of them.
Sassy Fresh, you're getting to talk louder than Squire Skimp.
Oh, that reminds me, Grandpap. Don't let me forget to tell Lum what Squire called him about some property.
Property?
Yeah, Squire said he had just the piece of property Lum needs.
What in the world is Lum going to do with a piece of property? Couldn't raise nothing on no property Squire's got for sale. It's dirt's about all you can say for it.
Well, don't ask me, Grandpap. I can't keep track of what Lum's doing these days. Maybe he's going to raise angleworms for all I know.
Angleworms? Well, where do you ever get that idea?
I never said he had that idea. Just wouldn't surprise me at nothing. Some of the silly things he's been talking about lately. Go ahead and move if you're going to.
Oh, well, let's see here. You moved right here, didn't you?
Yeah, right there.
Sort of an odd move you made there, Abner. Well, I'll move right up there.
Good. Just where I want you to move. I'll move right up there and block you any way you go.
Well, I'll be John Brown. Let's see here.
Go on, move him. That beats you right there.
Now, don't rush me now. Hey, what's that thing sitting over there, Abner?
Don't try to change the subject.
Well, I mean it. What is that contraption there? Something new, ain't it?
Oh, that thing. Yeah, that's a adding machine, Lum bought.
Adding machine?
Yeah.
Looks like a typewriter.
Well, it tries to look like one. Smart, Ellen. Whilst I will say I saw people, there are things that I like better. It can outdo anything when it comes to adding that I ever seen in my life.
Well,
I wish Lum would get shut of the thing. It scares me. It ain't human.
You mean it adds figures up by itself?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go on, move.
Well, here, I want to see how that thing works.
Grandpap, you know I've got you beat, and you're just trying to get out of plane.
I ain't no such a thing. I'm interested in such as that. I've always loved machines, ever since as a little boy. Come on, show me how it works, Abner.
Finish the game first.
God, you don't know how to work it.
I do so.
Well, come on, let's see you do it then.
Well, Grandpap, to be honest, me and it don't get along too good together. That blame thing is always right. Never makes a mistake.
Huh.
I don't know what I would give to get that thing mixed up just one time. I tried giving it figures as fast as I could this morning, but it come out with the right answers every time.
Well, maybe you ought to try slipping up on it, taking it by surprise. That might fool it.
All right, Doggy, that's a good idea. Tell you what, Grandpap, don't talk too loud so they can hear you. But you stand there in front of it and just make out like you ain't paying no attention to it. And I'll slip around behind and jump out there and push a bunch of them keys down all of a sudden.
Yeah, let's try it, Roy.
Sort of hate to take advantage of it, but that thing makes me so bad blame mad I can't see. I'll press all them keys down at once that I can. Start talking about something, Grandpap.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, old MacDonald had a farm. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Yippee, yippee, yippee. Hurry up, here comes Mom.
Yeah, let me get going here. Yeah, it's easy. Got all them. You're so smart. I told you we fooled it, Grandpap. Look there. Nothing come out at all. I knowed I'd get that blasted
thing. Well, I do know. Well, we're too fast for it.
Yes, caught it napping, what we're now. Hey, Mom, I got the best of it.
Got the best of what?
This adding machine. I give it figures so fast it couldn't add them up.
Oh, for goodness sake, Sam. I wish you'd quit fooling with that machine. You're going to break it.
I know there must be some way to get it mixed up.
Well, ever since we got that machine, you've been trying to make it out wrong. I believe you're jealous of it. Let's see the slip.
What slip?
The slip with the figures on it.
Oh, huh. It got so mixed up it never give out no slip. More likely sitting there still studying. You can push it now. Maybe it's got the answer by now. It's had time to figure it out, maybe.
No wonder you never got no answer. It's out of paper. Let me get a new roll of paper in there.
Huh?
Just leave it alone. Now, you're liable to ruin it, making it add with no paper in there.
I know they'd figure some way to get out of it. Just found an excuse because it couldn't add as fast as I punched it.
Oh,
that's all.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Getting mad at an ad machine. Oh, did anybody call me while I was gone?
Squire Skimp called this morning about a piece of property loan. You ain't figuring on buying no property from him, I ain't.
Just closed the deal before I come in here.
Huh?
I bought that little chunk of ground back at Squire's office.
What in the world do you want with that dried up piece of no good nothing dirt for?
Go ahead, holler your head off, flip your wig, blow your top, and you get done, I'll explain something to you.
Go ahead, I'm a listener.
Then you're going to raise fishing worms. Hold it, fool. Now, don't say nothing. I read an article about a fella that planted 10 fishing worms in a good-for-nothing, wore-out acre of ground he had, and inside of a year, he had over 1 million more fishing worms.
Poor fella. Poor fella.
Poor nothing. He's rich. He sells fishing worms to every sporting goods and hardware store in the country.
Long, you're joshing.
I ain't joshing. I've got Cedric and the Duncan youngins out digging for me now.
Oh, Lord.
I ordered 1,000 of them. Going to pay him a penny apiece for them. Tomorrow, I'll just plant them 1,000 in that piece of ground and sit back and watch myself get rich.
For the land's sake.
Now, just hold on. Oh. I've got some figures here to prove it. By the time one of them little varmints gets to be 6 years old, he can be a grandfather to over 500,000 more worms. Now, 500,000 grandfathers times...
Thought you were going to start out with 1,000.
I believe half of them's grandmothers, though.
Oh.
Don't want to make it up more than it really is. 500 times 500,000 is 25 million. At a penny apiece is $250,000.
Oh, Lord me sake, they lie.
But by that time, there's a whole lot more grandfathers, of course. Well, counting losses from birds and one thing and another, you make about $1 million the first 6 years.
Huh?
But every year after that, it doubles, the way I figured here. Put this down on the ad machine. $1 million.
$1 million.
$2 million.
$2 million.
$4 million.
$4 million.
Now, that's just for 9 years. Now, how much does that add up to?
All right. $1 million.
$1 million? It's got to be more than that.
Not according to this ad machine. Hooray! Good for us. I know we'd get it. Hot dog, Grandpap. We stopped it.
Good
can't
for
add more than $1 million. Look there.
Yeah, that's right, Ann.
Now, would you get shut of that thing, Ron?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
Hooray for the fishing worms. They done it.
Don't get too excited, Abner. I'm just going to trade it in on a bigger one.
Huh?
With the money I'm going to make, I'll need a machine that can add up into the billions.
Well, it's like the fellow said, you can make millions from the lowly fishing worm if you know the angle.